Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Spade, nigga, what up, my nigga? You know what time it is, nigga, go ahead and switch that shit up.
Oh, you already know, dog, that's what I'm on.
You
know. We smoke that piss.
Out there doing our thing, you know, Bang Out,
Bang Out showed up and showed out, you know what I'm saying? We was up there, you know, repping out, you know what I'm saying, doing our thing. Yeah, man. It was a real good look out there. The video shoot was real popping, you know what I'm saying? I got there a little late, you know what I'm saying? I was going ham the night before, so you know what I'm saying, I got a little sick and everything like that. So yeah, you know what I'm saying? I was already getting hammered for Topaz video shoot, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, we just shot the video for going hammer and all that, but it was a real good look, man. Shout out Topaz doing a thing, you feel me? Chic Boss, man.
Topaz. Give us a call too, by the way, if you can.
Yeah, man. You already know what it is. You already know we got you. But yeah, it was a real good looking, man. You know what I'm saying? Besides that, you had a show this weekend too. Besides that, what was else though?
Yeah, up here at out there in Pars in Palmdale. If you guys missed it, don't worry. The show's every first Sunday of the month. So I did one last night. Went pretty good. We have some pretty good comedians up there. You know, as usual, I got up there, showed my ass. You know, messed with the crowd a little bit. You know, it was a real good show, man. Got some real good feedback.
Man, don't tell me you're up there clowning up there again, man. Because I'm here. Do not sit in the first two rows of his comedy thing. If you don't want to be talked about and you wearing something, you want to be different, don't be different.
Yeah, I'm about to be different tonight.
Go in line, because, you know what I'm saying, go with the crowd, you know what I'm saying. Don't be different at this dude's comedy show.
And then also, if you think you're going to be able to go up there like that just to try to throw me off my game, don't worry, because I'm the one with the microphone, so
yeah.
You know, no one's going to be able to hear you. Don't even try. You're just going to make yourself look worse.
He is the show.
Show went good, man. It went good. I was actually a little bit underprepared, and really the only time I really talk about people in the crowd is when I'm underprepared, so...
Yeah.
You know.
So you use the crowd as a little crutch, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
A little handlebar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good thing, you know. And I got the, if you guys haven't been to Pars, you guys, I encourage you guys to go check out some of that Persian vodka. Yeah, I mean, it tastes like black licorice, black licorice is nasty to me.
Yeah,
but
that's not appealing. That's not going to attract people to come.
Yeah, it'll definitely creep up on you, man. It took about a... I don't know, about after I got off the stage to hit me.
Them Persians, they some pretty steady drinkers, huh? They like they drink nothing but honey proof and stuff like that, huh?
Yeah, you already know how you over there burning, breathing fire. I don't know what I'm saying.
Don't go. I can't go drink with a Persian, man. I drank with a Persian dude. He was a skinny dude at that too, but he was drank up. He was like, man, keep this drink. I was like, dog, I don't want any more drink, man. I can't. You know what I'm saying? You see, I'm up here on lean mode.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they will drink you under the table, man, like, for real. I do, one of the owners who was kicking it or whatever, he was kicking it at his little thing, and he was like, hey, man, you want a drink? I was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? He was shooting me some drinks, and, you know, I got so messed up, I couldn't even stand.
Mm.
And he was still acting like he was on his first drink, and I know he had more than me.
Yeah, that's not a good look. That's how you tell you, you dealing with an alcoholic, you feel me?
Either that or I'm a super lightweight.
Nah. I mean, either or, you know what I'm saying? You said it, not us, you know?
You know? I ain't gonna talk.
Man, so, hey, what's the worst, like, heckle you ever got? Like, have you ever, like, had somebody take the jokes that you was giving them, like, way too, like, the wrong way?
Let me think about that. Because normally what I do is, I'm really aggressive, you know what I mean, when I'm on stage. So I really don't let people heckle me.
Yeah.
I kind of go out and I go straight for the, you know, for the person that looks like the heckler to me.
Yeah,
I go straight
for
the guilty. Yeah, I shut them down before they even get up. You know what I mean?
Anything. Just so you get thinking about something.
Exactly. And it's normally it's the women. It's so funny. It's normally the women that want to try to heckle.
Oh,
but you know, we got something for that ass. We put your ass on blast real quick.
Yeah, tell them, you know what I'm saying? Tell them something, man. But, like, anybody ever just been like, man, forget you, man, want to fight and everything like that, man? Just like...
Not yet. I'm working on that. I'm trying to get to that point.
I was about to say, is that, like, a badge of honor in the comedian world right there? Like, I done got somebody so riled up, they just trying to fight me.
The only time that someone has actually really gotten mad was through one of my YouTube videos. And they asked me if I could take it down. If I could take my video down, and I was like, hell no, just don't watch it. So, I mean, that's probably the biggest thing. But you know, normally.
What video was that? Because none of your videos are not, I don't see none of your videos
exactly.
Being offensive.
Exactly. That's what I thought. You know what
yeah.
I mean? It's the one. If you guys haven't checked it out, go on YouTube, Stealing Your Laughs at YouTube.com. And it's going to be it's gonna be stand-up comedy at the – it's called The Trap. Now, this place was actually – it was kind of racist. Not
kind of
racist. It was.
Kind
of. It was like a racist bar.
Yeah, anybody that lives out here in Antelope Valley on the east side knows
mm-hmm.
about The Trap. And that's a real trap. Don't,
exactly.
Don't go over there if you're the wrong color.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They had me go. I went up on stage, and I know I heard the word nigga a few times in there. Not directly to me, just, you know, I just heard it flying around the room a few times.
Yeah.
On stage, and I get, you know, Bernie Mac was one of my favorite dudes, man. I checked a lot of his old stuff out, so I get a lot of inspiration through him. And it was one of his sets where he said, "I ain't scared of you motherfuckers," and, you know, I really like that, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of take that with me everywhere. I have that attitude when
yeah.
I get on stage.
Inspire your inner Bernie.
Yeah, and so what? My very first joke that I said, I got on stage, and I was like, damn, man, I walked in. I said something like, I walked in here, and the first thing I thought I walked into a KKK meeting or something like that. And everybody was like, yeah, but then someone commented on the video and was like, well, that's very rude, and that's very disrespectful,
mm.
and yada, 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 and, you know, kiss my ass, whatever, I don't care.
On that, man.
You got to be like that, though. You got to be like that in comedy, definitely. You can't really be... I mean, there's certain things that you can and can't say, but,
yeah.
you know, there's, for black comedians, there's a lot of things, we can say more things than white comedians, that's all I gotta say for that.
Yeah, a white comedian gotta be, like, real ballsy, real edgy,
you know, yeah.
go do that, you know, but some get the respect, some don't, some, you know what I'm saying, it all got to be funny at the end of the day.
Exactly,
you know what I'm saying, if it's not funny, it's just trashy, you know what I'm saying,
yep.
you'll know. You feel me?
Yep.
So, man. Well, on that note, let's get in some not trashy music. You feel me? Some of these good independent artists that's doing their thing out here. MK,
oh, yeah.
We got my boy MKD coming up in a minute, too. You know what I'm saying? He going to stop by.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's our brother from over there in D.C., man. I see you out there, bro. And we got some more callers on the line, so y'all stay patient. I see y'all out there. Y'all doing your thing. We appreciate the love and everything like that. Shout out to Columbus. You know what I'm saying? They doing their thing out there, too. But right now, we're about to get in some hot independent artists right here on Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
Yo, you're listening to Supreme and Jay Payton on BangOutRadio.com, the Grind Network.
Loves me now, she loves me not, but that won't stop her from licking on my lollipop. Shorty does a freak for show, she made me curl my toes, all because she sucked my soul. Yeah, she touched the right spots, but I'm a freak too, so I lick a hot pot. I'm a grown ass man, yo, equal opportunity, feeling like a merry-go-round. Round and round, now here we go. Keep the lights on, girl, but just dim them low. Candle smells all in the air. Won't you quit playing, girl, and come over here. Full-time goon, part-time doughboy, but this is what it do. So, baby, what it do? Tell you what it don't mean, fall in love with you. See me now? Or see me later, blowing purple kush clouds up and down like elevators. Now we pop the pill, doing what we do, girl, yeah, you know the deal. And this is sex therapy, listen up close, girl, to what they telling me. I mean what I'm telling you. Don't you wanna be my boo?
Solo star, melt in your mouth and not your hand. In success lane, speed and catch me if you can. I think you like the chase, you probably my number one fan. I don't work hard, I will effortlessly take your man, yeah. He say my pussy is his favorite dish, and to feed his appetite be like his only wish, yeah. He love the smell and the taste of it. Fuck his lips and tongue, he put his whole face in it. I laugh, but I ain't lying, though. Fuck that Aquafina, so upgraded, call it Fiji Flow. If you let him tell you he don't do that, you's a silly hoe. Pussy got prerequisites, without head, I can't never go. So take a lick, sample it. It ain't hard, use your tongue, write your name in it. Just take a lick, sample it. If you do that right, I just might see how else you handle it.
See me now, or see me later, blowing purple kush clouds up and down like elevators. Now we pop the pill, doing what we do, girl, yeah, you know the deal. And this is sex therapy, listen up close, girl, to what they telling me. I mean what I'm telling you. Don't you wanna be my boo?
Freaking all up. up on me. And she whispering, telling me she want me. For one night only, for one night only. That's a homie, that's a homie. She was dancing, freaking all up on me. And she whispering, telling me she want me. For one night only, for one night only.
It's your boy Cadillac JR.
Yeller!
D-Worldly NC. And you listen to Grindr Network on BangOutRadio.com. Bang Out, Bang Out Radio. Bang Out, Bang Out Radio.
Yeller!
Yes, welcome back to Grind Network. You know, it's the boy Garvin One Night Only, you know what I'm saying? Smoothing it out and whatnot. That was a hot one right there. I was feeling
oh, yeah.
That.
Yeah, you already know.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, gotta, throw down, that's the song you throw on, like, you got that, you know what I'm saying, that one little thing coming through, you about
you
to
know,
do your thing, you know what I'm saying?
You know, do a little, cook some tacos or something.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
trying to make her wash some dishes, you know?
Yeah, yeah, afterwards, you got to, man, I could. you know what I'm saying?
Oh, everything. Hey, man, you know what I'm saying, we're going to bring our brother, you know what I'm saying, our brother from another. You already know what it is, this man needs no introduction, my boy MKD.
Uh-oh.
What's good with you, bro? MK, you there?
Oh, no.
Hold on. We're bringing him in right now. Oh, let me. Wait, hold on.
Don't you hate those, that's some invisible haters?
Yes, that's some invisible haters, but we still doing it. You know what I'm saying? We on here grinding. Every... But, hey, we, you know what I'm saying? It was a real good look this weekend and whatnot with the whole, like, because like you said, we had Topaz, she did her video shoot for Going Hammer, and it was a real live event, you feel me, and
yeah,
it was going down. I got there, like I said, I got there a little late, but I checked the footage out from earlier, super live, super packed, and when I got there, it was still, like, people there, they was freestyling, they was doing their thing, functioning and all that.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And all that greatness, man, but it was a real good look, and then the party at Mazika's, it was a good look, too. We just had MK, but it went off again, man. Them invisible haters. But I got you, bro. Don't think I'm hating on you or nothing like that. I'm trying.
Hey.
Don't think I'm trying to leave you unstuck, bro. I got you. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, he know what's up. Yeah, he know. They be, you know, them invisible haters stay messing with us for some reason. I mean, they be going extra hard. They go that extra mile with us for some reason. I don't know what.
Extra mile.
You know?
But it's a good look right now. But, yeah, man, it was a real, real good look, man. A lot of people, the dancers was out there and all that. And there's a lot of networking at the function, too. I met some old cats that I used to do shows with and everything like that. Shout out to my boy Mike B, Cali Boys out there. They was doing their thing. You know, they did their thing. And self-explanatory, K-Wise, you know, he always doing his thing. He always out there grinding and whatnot.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of people out there, you know.
Oh,
out
up.
There performing, doing they get on their grind, you know. It was a really good look. MK.
Yeah, if you got is that him right there?
MK, bro.
What's good? We both, can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
What's happening?
The invisible haters
what's,
out here.
What's good,
man?
Fam? What's going on with y'all?
What's good.
Nothing, man. We lost you for a minute. We had some little technical difficulties and all that, but we got you, bro.
Man, it's all good. Y'all get it done. Y'all, whoever blows y'all away, y'all gonna knock it out. Y'all gonna get this situated and done.
Right,
I ain't worried about it at all.
Man, what's up with you though, man? How you feeling? Oh, okay. I think we lost you. Yeah, MK, we lost you, man. But right now we about to keep it going, you know what I'm saying? Keep it going, some hot independent artists. So, y'all keep it locked here, you know what I'm saying? Call in. Oh, question of the day, man.
Oh, man, yo, that's crazy.
Hey, I'm saying we definitely slip invisible haters out there. Question of the day, do you have anybody you want to put on blast? This can be your spouse, nephew, niece, auntie, anybody, you know what I'm saying? Coworker, friend, neighbor. You know what I'm saying? A person right in front of you if you're on your phone right now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you're standing in line somewhere. You at the bus stop. You at anywhere.
I want to put somebody on blast.
You want to put somebody on blast?
I want to put somebody on blast. I don't know him personally.
Okay, but hold that. Hold that, Jay. We're going to come back. We're going to put somebody on blast. So,
yeah.
If y'all want to put somebody on blast, too, you know what I'm saying, call in 661-621-7559 or hit us up on Facebook or Steady Grinding or James Payton. You know, yeah, call in, press 1 if you want to talk, or just listen. You know, you just want to listen, don't want to, you a little shy out there, do your thing, you feel me? But if you didn't get the number, call in 661-621-7559. 347-557-559 and put somebody on blast. Don't be scared.
Please do. We want to laugh here.
Yeah, we trying to laugh. So we go, that we should not say that. Callers are we gonna put somebody on blast in a minute. We gonna play one song.
I hope it ain't for me though.
Oh yeah, for real though. I don't want nobody to put me on blast. We got one song coming up. We'll be right back to you right here on Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. Network on BangOutRadio.com. That was the boy High Dollar Boys, man. They out there doing with Aya.
Yeah, that shit was going right there.
Yeah, if y'all feeling Aya, you know what I'm saying? You already know where to call in. The request 661-621-7559. You know what I'm saying? Call us in, let us know how we doing, how everything going, what you want to hear and all that. Right now we got some callers that want to go on. They probably want to put somebody on blast right now. We're gonna get in. We're gonna get into a caller. Caller 6622. You on the grind? Hold on, Visible Hater still trying to get us out there. They messing with the switchboard right
all
now.
All bad. All bad.
Ain't all bad. We just gotta work a little bit harder, you know. You know, but we young getting it right now. You feel me?
Oh yeah, you already know. I really want to hear somebody put on blast though, cause I know I got some.
Yeah, who did you want to put on blast?
Oh, I was gonna put Ray J shit on blast. I was gonna put Ray J on blast.
Oh, Ray J sound like a sucker?
Man, you making us look bad.
Yeah.
Talking about the West Coast and all this shit, it ain't got nothing to do with that. He just sound like, I don't know, to me he sound like a big ass kid.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't know if everybody heard the whole rant with him about him and Fab and all that, but Man, I find it hard to believe. I swear, I don't know, man. I just find it hard to believe. Like, I mean, he could have probably punched him or something like that. I don't know about all that, but just from him, all that talking he was doing on there, just did not sound. It just didn't sound real.
Sounded real sucker, man.
Yeah, man. He's like, yo, I got 6 Rolls Royces, I got 3 Rolls Royces, and I got 7 Rolls Royces. Like, dude, what we talking about the fight, nigga?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Ray J's on there trying to sell some records, man.
Speaking of that, I got a video on YouTube, too. I did, like, a little parody to it. Not really like a parody. It's more like I just kind of, because, you know, there's only an audio. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they don't got the video.
Yeah, I put you know, just something for the people so they can watch something while they're listening to the audio. So, you know, you guys on YouTube, check that out, too. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. Go throw that on my page. We're going to blast that out right quick.
Actually, I'm going to go do that now.
Y'all go do that right now. Let's see who else got somebody put on blast. Call it 6622. You on the grind.
I want to put, hi, my name is Danielle. And,
how you doing,
Danielle? I want to put Beyonce on blast.
You want to put Beyonce?
Uh-oh.
Oh, hold on, Daniel. Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Cortell, California.
Okay.
With you?
Yeah, and why you want to put Beyonce on blast?
Most people say that she don't know how to sing. Every time she do the high notes, she be sounding like her dog.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, actually.
Yeah, y'all said Beyonce sound like a hound.
Yeah.
Most people, are you saying that, too? You don't like the way Beyonce sings?
Oh,
me?
Know.
Oh, man.
Huh?
I don't like the way she sings.
Oh, man. That's crazy. I mean, a lot of people like her, but you know, if you don't like it, you don't like her. You feel me? But you say you're calling from Quartz Hill?
Yep.
Oh, that's what it is. Any more shout out?
No. That's funny as hell.
Hello? You still there? Oh, no, I think we lost him. I think we might have lost him. But yeah, let's go to another call. Let's go to my boy MKD, man. See what he's doing out there, man. DC showing love, man. Because I know he always got a crazy response for the topic and whatnot. Damn, we are dropping. I don't know what's up. Them investigators right now, man. I see y'all callers. Please be patient. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get to you. A lot of calls is dropping right now.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? That's my MK right there.
Yeah, I want to put a blast on the motherfuckers. Oh, let me.
But, hey,
my first version of. I wanted to put the blast on the girls that be on Facebook faking on who they are.
Oh, what?
Faking on who they are and shit. Man.
They not really.
Why did I have this so-called friend come out here, and before she came out here, she was like, Melvin, I got something to tell you. I said, what? I'm not a skinny girl. I'm a big girl now. And I had to like hold that shit in like 5 seconds. I was like, "Fuck, damn, I was tricked." I said in my head, "I was tricked." But you know, I'm a nice nigga. You know, my cousins and my brothers, they be on some she ain't looking right, man. We about to leave her ass. But on some friend basic shit, we was like, we just friends. All right, just come out here.
I'm chilling, whatnot.
Just come out here. It can't be that bad. But when she said that, she was, I'm a big. I said, that's all right. We gonna work it out together. So you know. That day come here to go pick her up. Why did she look like she was holding a baby? She was 9 months pregnant.
Wow.
Yes.
Was she pregnant or that?
Nothing that, you know, I'm looking at her page like, yeah, she still looks the same. She's banging. Ooh, she still looks good, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I ain't really trying to mess with her. I wasn't going to really. We was on that friendship / sister brother status because on some shit like, I'm gonna keep it 100. I went out with her cousin before. So I was like, nah, I ain't fucking with you. But she just kept on talking that shit in my ear, like, yeah, I'll put this woo woo woo. So I was like, okay, she came out here, picked her up.
I know about that woo woo woo.
You know, I like natural. You know, natural hair, no contact. You know, I don't like a person that smokes cigarettes. Man, I'm allergic. I hate cigarettes. I hate beer. I drink liquor. Wine is okay, but beer, like OE, 40s on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, you got to be a little more ladylike than that, you know?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm being nice. My cousins, you know, Tragic, you know, Dre, a couple of homies was here. I had to text everybody. I said, look, she tricked me. Don't clown her when she get here. Do not clown her. Out of my respect, do not clown her. So she here, they laughing at me. She tricked you, my nigga. I'm putting up Facebook. Yeah, she don't look like that. What happened to her? Man, I want to put fake ass Facebooks, motherfuckers, and not tell them who they are. So
don't be tricked
out
there.
Keep up with the update.
Man.
It's all right. Keep an update with the picture. So you ain't got to trick. You don't have to lie to kick it.
You don't have to lie to kick it. Yo, junior high picture on there. No, you 38.
You know that's your cousin's picture.
You know what I'm saying? That's crazy, man.
I don't look the same, but I'm gonna keep it up there. I'm keeping real with myself. If I got hit and my face is all fucked up, looking like the elephant man, I'm gonna post that big old elephant man right there. Like, look, just look like me. You ain't gotta like me, but shit, just who I am.
Am who I am. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Ain't no faking in front out here, man. That's crazy. But man, straight hit you with the okie doke, man. But who else you wanted to put on blast? It seemed like you wanted to put somebody else on blast, too.
you already have a problem with the phone, so I don't want y'all, fuck y'all niggas that's out there trying to cut my niggas off. Fuck y'all niggas.
Yeah, well, shit.
This is a show that needs to be heard. I don't care about any other days, really, but this Monday, it starts me off right. It gets me gone.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Please don't cut my bro off. Please. This is the livest motherfucking show.
Banging
already.
I'm saying though, man, we appreciate the love, man. You know what I'm saying, invisible haters out there, man. Don't hate us hate on us, you feel me?
Man, I'm telling you, they be trying hard, man. They be on that OT, that overtime, man.
Overtime.
Yeah, if something y'all like about the show, put them on blast.
Yeah, put them on blast.
If someone call in and tell us what you don't like. There's only one thing I can say I don't like is what? Cause we too motherfucking real.
We tell the
real story and you don't like the truth. The truth will set you free.
Real talk, no gimmicks. You know what I'm saying? The truth, but the truth hurts the people though. You know what I'm saying? I was talking about that with my folks the other day. Like, have you ever had somebody tell you the truth so bad you just like, damn, like. You need to get the fuck up out of here, bro, before we get into it. You know what I'm saying? But it'd be the truth, though. You know, it'd be like, damn, I didn't want to hear that, but I needed to hear that, you know? And like, the truth hurts. Some people really can't accept the truth. They'll just live a lie, you know what I'm saying? Just not to bear that, you know? Just think everything's all gravy, you know, when, shit, you about to get your foot cut off or something.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, don't want to go to reality. You know, what you think that's because of, you know? Because it seems like a lot of that's in the music, too. Like, the industry has built a perception as this, like, this is all it needs to be a rapper. This is all you need. This is what you need. Like, they, you know, they don't put the real out there, you know what I'm saying? And then if people go on out there thinking this is really real, like, oh, man, all I do is get money, pop people out of Maybachs, you know what I'm saying, and I got choppers all up in the house and everything like that, and really, you know what I'm saying, ain't none of that real, you know what I'm saying, ain't none of that real, you know what I'm saying, a lot of what these rappers is talking about in the game, too, like, you know what I'm saying, they don't even have as much money as they rapping and boasting about, you feel me, you know, so they making it day to day just like a little bit better than us, they probably got a couple grand more than us, you feel me, you know, so, but it's just like, this is kind of like a two-part question. How do you feel about that? Because I'm asking you this too, Jay. Like, how do you feel about that? And, like, how do you, like, what can you do about that? Like, you know what I'm saying?
You know what? Man, you know what? I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, I honestly don't know. Yo, just beat some ass? No, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because it's like crazy. It's like how many people just think that's like the reality of what you need to be a rapper. Like I see like young kids like probably like 15, 16, 17, like they just be tatted up. They be like,
yeah, like I would say,
you know, tatted. Like you think that's what the case to be a rapper? You know what I'm saying? To be a tough guy or something?
They're only seeing the glamorous part of shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's some pretty bad shit that comes along with all that shit too. It's not all only, you know what I'm saying, all these tasks, fame, everything. We doing it big. You know, you gotta work for that shit. You know what I mean? You gotta work real hard. There's times where you're gonna go through situations where you're like, damn, I don't even wanna do this shit no more, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's real talk. What about you, MK?
No.
Well, sure, man, they're not telling the whole story. They always telling one part of the story, and that's the glamorous life. And they're not really telling what it's got to take to get there, and what they have been through just to get there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Nobody's not answering those questions. Like, how did you get here? Like, what made you, you know, get into the rap game? What made you get tatted up? You know, they don't ask them why. Like, why? They just say, "Oh yeah, you're doing good." What influenced you to make this type of music? They don't ask like, where you started and you know what made you get into it and where you see yourself from a few years now later on.
Yeah,
they don't ask them those questions.
Yeah, because in rap, you used to have credentials. Like, you used to have to know somebody that knows somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like, you used to have to have some type of background, you know? But it seems like you could just, nowadays, like, this is kind of like the gift and the curse with the independence. Like, anybody can start it, you know what I'm saying? Good, bad, whack, or not, you know what I'm saying? If they really want to do it and they have the means to do it, they can just start, like, a record label or start recording music and everything like that. And it's like really no structure, you know, because you used to have to only go through a big record label to get your music out. Now you can just go out. Nowadays people just like, fuck it, I put it on Facebook, Reverb Nation, YouTube, and things of that nature and all that. And I mean
times have changed, you know, too. So we got all that shit, but one thing I noticed is a lot of people just think it's you just have to look the part and then you got it. You know what I mean? Like, I've known people, man, when we were little, man, never said they wanted to rap. They never said they wanted to do anything like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, you know, it ain't legit the way you do it. You can't just look it. You got to be it, too, you know?
Yeah, that's real talk. You know what I'm saying?
It's all on fan base now. Like, if you get enough people backing you up, you can bring your shit to the company. Like, look how many people are playing my music. Look how many people I got on my Facebook, MySpace tag, and all that shit. And then like when you play the music, if people feeling it, that's how you get in nowadays. It's like back in the days, like you were saying, it was certain levels you had to get there. You have to get through people certain things, and it don't run like that. Like internet takes over now. Like you really trying doing it, and you got some skills. All you have to do is continue to make videos, make your songs. Everybody's downloaded, and then you start promoting your shit at the club. They playing your shit at the club, the strip club. You know, it's gonna be heard. It's gonna be like, well, yeah. He got a lot of fan base that's gonna buy his shit. That's gonna back him up.
Yeah.
And most of the time, these cats, they never been from the hood. They never really popped no guns. The tattoos they got on their body don't really have no meaning to it.
And so
you get on TV, all you see is all these youngsters. You know, I smoke weed. I fuck bitches. I pop guns. Of course, they be like, oh, that's the cool shit. That's what the girls want. So they gonna pretend on image that what girls want. So they gonna go out there and get tatted up. They gonna go out in the streets and try to act so hard, but they really some pussies.
Yeah.
But that's how it's for real.
Yeah, but a lot of artists I see like is starting to like filter out like. you can see, like, it's more better artists coming out of it now than what it is before, because it seemed like we just had a big old monsoon of whack rappers, you know what I'm saying? They come and typhoon the whole town of Rapville, you know, where they flooded the streets. It was, you know, they was all the type rappers was on the roofs trying to get saved, like Hurricane Katrina, they couldn't save them, you know what I'm saying? All the whack rappers came in and flooded the city. But, you know, out of that, it's I feel it's like more of like that grind is coming back, you know, that hungriness. Like, people wasn't hungry like a few years ago. We was all popping bottles and eating caviar and whatnot. And now we're going down. We need to go back to scratch, you know. We got to go back to two sticks, you know. We cavemen right now in the rap game. And because the internet has changed the rap game forever. Like, it's never going back to pushing your CD, going out there in the streets, going out there to clubs and everything like that. It's more like you got to go out and work that computer, you know what I'm saying? You got to be able to sit down and want
to
do
that. Know
how
to promote
and all that. Yeah, know how to promote on that computer. What's the best way to promote on that, you know, on these social networking sites, these internet sites, how to build the best site to where people will come get to you fast, you know? Because that's what people want. They want fast results, you know? They want fast success. Sure. So people are now putting out songs and they want it to pop them within 2 weeks. They thinking like, oh, I want a million views on YouTube and all that.
Yeah.
And, I mean, some people get it too, you know what I'm saying? But they like more like computer savvy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, they know how to direct that traffic.
Yeah.
Yo, hey, real quick about those tattoos. I saw a dude with Google tatted on him.
Google?
Yeah, Google.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That white boy got MTV tatted on his face. I forgot the name of that stuff.
Oh, Jackass. It was gotta be a Jackass.
Andre Benjamin, when he had a show and they had that white boy on there. He be on World Star Hip Hop.
You talking about the Jesus
Gents? Oh.
The Jesus Gents.
Yeah.
I forgot. I know which white boy you talking about. He was the one that was super tatted.
I'm looking for him right now.
Yeah. That's
versatile
right there.
He did a song with 50 Tyson.
Oh.
What?
Oh my.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. People would do anything. Like,
wow. Y'all got to see that.
In the cell, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to send it to the page I'm looking for right
now. Yeah, definitely do that.
All right, y'all. But, you know, let's get into some hot, real independent artists right now. You know what I'm saying? People that's going to make
mine. I'm liking what you're playing, my nigga. I'm liking it. I'm loving that shit.
I appreciate it.
I want that one song, Chilling with the Homie. I want that song.
What, that the one we played just a minute ago?
Yeah, with the homie.
We should let the actual singer sing.
Yeah, don't judge me on my singing just now, you know.
I was about to do the same thing. I sound quite
gonna
hard
jump in with you,
bro.
that was the homie God.
I was about to say, I need a bathroom break.
Yeah. You scared me, man. Yeah, we about to get into some hot independent artists. Independent artists, keep doing your thing. We salute y'all out here at Bang Out Radio. So y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on bangoutradio.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. amazing. These mind games got me jetting off. I'm hesitating, waiting for what I need to just knock it off. I really can't control myself when you were next to me. It's like the fight from 12 times burning, but patiently. Our eyes cross when I get stuck in different time zones. The world is fading around me, but I don't think we should move on. My emotions are running, and I know this is what we both want.
My emotions are running high.
Lovers we can't be, no that'll never work, but we can creep and do what's half the flirt. She wanna be my main squeeze like ain't none after her, asking why they call him dude, wishing that I was her first. Sex nerd, never had a bad report card, like a lollipop, please don't bite, it stays hard. She reneged right after we dealt cards, that's why you found them rubbers in the backseat of my car. Probably know how I get down. Late night sex creeps when I'm arriving in town. Wanna be the PG on my starting team, but questions me when the teammates get more play than she. See, really, PT ain't the love type. Mr. GD, dick it down, you play the game right. Silence is the key to the sex flight. Sit behind those, feeling high when I lay down the pipe. Can't keep secrets, her mouth is too big. It's gonna be like that if you a big good dick. She was a good chick, now she's a bad girl. Once I've been to over, she hasn't been good since the past nights when she had her act right. Late night calling me good dick in the life. For the time with gossip running off her tongue, now she calls and only gets a dial tone.
Put it down all night until the morning. And she wants to know. She wants to know.
Hey, welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
Welcome back. Hey, remember that?
Yeah. Little Mace was getting off on that, man. Shout out to Mace, man. You know what I'm saying? He didn't do like a no-no, but you know what I'm saying? I guess people do what they do to make their money, you feel me?
It happens.
Yeah, but I guess he had to support his family or whatever his decision was to, you know, switch up the game and all that. And
he got to lose his manhood.
Yeah, some.
Damn.
Some. I don't think it was worth it, man. Put out nothing high sense, man. But yeah, my bad about technical difficulties out there, folks that's listening and whatnot. I'm glad y'all still in here listening with me, listening with us and all that. Man, this new computer, man. We doing a show off a new computer, so it's a little stop and go, freezing and all that. So you try to press something, and it's like taking a little 2-second delay and all that craziness and all that. But shout out, man. Shout out to y'all that's holding in with us and all that. Bearing with us. We love y'all for that, man.
Through the tough times.
Where did we get this? I think we got it from Amazon.
Amazon? Yo, shout out to Amazon. I'm getting my stuff from there.
Shout out to them.
Shout out to Amazon.
I was hoping you were going to say like the pawn shop and shit.
I would, you know, but Amazon, they got some good prices on. I just got like a little notebook, you know what I'm saying? Not the one like a big laptop, but like those little computers and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, but Amazon is straight, you know, but I want to go try to find one in a pawn shop, like a good MacBook, you feel me?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because that's the only place where you can buy one for cheap. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be, like, in some decent condition, you know? Because those MacBooks be here, you know?
The new ones, MacBooks, too.
You know what I'm saying? Grind Network on Bang Out Ready. We just like the people, man. We out here looking for the bargain tip. So, y'all know anybody selling some good laptops and whatnot in good condition, holla at us, you know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid to call in. You know, you already know the number, 661-621-7559, if you didn't know, you know what I'm saying? Just by the way, you know. By the way, if you didn't know, you know, just hit us up. Let us know how you're doing, you know, and everything like that. Answer the question of the day. You got somebody you want to put on blasts? Just let us know and everything like that, and we'll make it happen for you. You know what I'm saying? You want to call somebody too? We get it active. We get it popping, man. That's how we doing Bang Out Radio. We make your voice heard. We the people station. We do it for the people.
Because
the people love us. It's going down, man. Another person I want to put on blast. Loud people on the bus.
Loud people on the bus.
I took the bus about a week ago, you know what I'm saying? I had to go do some things, you know. And somebody, like, people that just have a complete conversation on the bus and just don't care about what they're saying, you know? They just like, oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? The baby then motherfucking fell off and bust his head on the thing, but I don't care, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go over here. We're just going to go take him to the little place and all that. And then they just talking about, yeah, I just came from the doctor. The little bump is off and everything like that. They didn't did it. And they just be having all types of conversations and all. Like damn, you know you look around a whole bunch of people and you're not by yourself.
Yeah, for real.
And it seemed like
they're
the most annoying voice, too. Like some high, pitchy, like just yapping and jaw japping. Something you don't want to hear, man. I'm putting y'all on blast. If you next to somebody and they, you know, they just ain't, they using their anytime minutes, just anytime, let them know. You know, tap on the shoulder, like, this ain't your time, man. You say that.
Like, you know that phone call is limited, right? You ain't got no unlimited shit.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Holla at them, man, and everything like that.
Boost Mobile.
Yeah, it's going down. So, man, Jay, when the next show, man? We need to put together a show, man. We need some of that footage, man.
I know, man. I just been working on a grip of stuff, like, you know, those songs, but it's like, you know, just certain things for YouTube and whatnot, trying to get some of these other comedians on board with some of these other projects that I'm trying to do, too.
Is like the comedian game kind of like the rap game? Like a lot of hate, like not say hatred, but you know, a lot of a lot of ego.
It's a lot of ego, man, because there's you have those comedians where you first go on, before you even say two words to them, you know right off the back, like, by the way they acted, it's like, yo, I'm the funniest dude here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My favorite thing is, because I'm nowhere near like that. I'm like, okay, you know, good, we all got our own different styles, we all about to go in and make some people laugh.
Yeah.
You know, it gets kind of serious and deep sometimes. But you always got that one dude that's like, yeah, I know I'm the funniest, da-da-da. And then the funniest thing is when they go up there and then they just don't do so well. I'm gonna say
yeah.
it like that.
Yeah, man.
And it'd be quiet, crickets, like a motherfucker.
Yeah, it'd be crazy because I wouldn't think people would just be like so uptight in that game. You know what I'm saying? Cause
yeah.
Like business is to make people laugh, like not to be no square or nothing like that. So I wouldn't expect people to just be like oh man, forget you, man. I'm on top right now. Like I'm not gonna, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? But I guess it's a competition, just like any entertainment business, you know what I'm saying? You got to be the best at what you do.
Like, you got to go up there with a lot of confidence. That's for damn sure. You know, what I try to do is normally, you know, when I meet the comedians, you know, I'll be like, yo, good luck, whatever. Even if they don't do good, I'll let them know, like, hey, man, you know, I'm not cold like that. I won't straight out tell you, like, yo, dude, you suck.
Have you ever wanted to do that to somebody? Just be like, damn.
Oh yeah, there was this one time where dude was like, he had the nerve to ask me, yo, why would you? Because I had asked him like, yo, you going on stage or not? And he had the nerve to ask me like, oh, well, that's a he was like, isn't that a dumb question? And I'm like, no, actually, it's not. He was like, well, why would you ask me that? I'm like, well, to be honest, nigga, you suck. You're not funny at all. So I just never, you know, so I just never said anything. I just figured you kind of knew already. And it was so funny. After that show,
he didn't know his suckiness.
Yeah, well, he had to know.
Yeah.
He had to know, man. Like, either that or he was in denial. So I tell him,
like,
look, man.
Like, no, I'm cool.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, you suck, you know what I mean? Because I wasn't about to tell you that, but until you got your little smart-ass mouth, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to go ahead and let you know. And then when I said that, his face kind of turned like, oh, damn. And so after that, you know, he retired, let's say that.
Early
and dude wasn't even, he wasn't even a year into comedy yet. He wasn't even a year into comedy yet.
Oh,
and I'm like, dang.
I don't mean to change subject, like, not just,
yeah.
This is a sidebar. Don't you hate when people say, this one I'm put on blast. Don't you hate when people say, I'm going to retire and they don't have no career?
They'll be like,
I'm retired. Well, nigga, what the hell have you done?
Well,
you say you retire from anywhere.
Where's your retirement funds at?
You know what I'm saying? You ain't got no pitching plan. Or they'll be like, I had to resign. Dude, you
yeah, I had to resign.
Maybe
resign.
Like,
Dollar
you work at a Dollar Tree, you quit.
Yeah, man, I was done.
Hey, that's going to the same for the rap game. Like, what age should you say, well, I ain't make it in the industry? What I should just pack up my bags and give up and just be done with it and get
man.
A real job? Like,
I mean,
like, yeah, somebody, what you do? And they said, I'm a rapper. I'm like,
yeah,
how old are you? And that's what you do? Okay.
Yeah. That's crazy. I feel it's a certain level where you have to progress in the rap game. Like, I feel at a certain age from, like, stageness, like, to be on the stage is probably between, like, 17 to, let's say, roughly 34, 35. But once you become, like, after 35, you need to be getting into upper management in the rap game. You feel
yeah.
me? You need to be up and, like, running, getting on your record label tip. Getting on your whatever management, your plan B, because don't nobody want to see no old man on stage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was thinking about that. Like, I don't think you have to make it in before 30. There's not one person I can name that was actually like close to, maybe 27, but actually like 30 and over. Can't name one rapper that made it at over 30 years old.
Over 30?
Unless y'all can. Y'all know somebody.
Not really 30, but close to 30, because, you know, Jay-Z, he made around, like, he came in the game, like, he started getting big when he was, like, 26, you know, 26, 27.
Uh-huh.
So you can as possibly get in the game, like, when you're older,
uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I kind of see that better, because people can't handle, like, young people. Like, if I was to get in the game, like, when I was, like, 19, 20 years old, I'll probably be, like, a wreck. I'll probably be, like, on You'll Hear Me on Behind the Music, probably, like, going crazy, crash Ferraris and everything like that. Because I don't feel young people should have that much money because they don't know how to handle it. You feel me? Because I definitely don't know how to handle it. You know? I mean...
Well, I could definitely say one thing though. As far as like the age span, there's a wider age span, like in comedy versus rap. You know how you say, like, you want to make it by 30, you can be however old in comedy. You know what I mean? Just look at some of the comedians today. You know, I mean, right now there's a lot of younger dudes, but don't forget about, you know, like Bill Cosby, Richard, all those dudes are pretty old. Steve Harvey, Cedric the Entertainer, a lot of these dudes, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You could be 70 years old and jokes, you know what I'm saying? Jokes still be funny as hell, you know what I mean? So that's one difference that I notice about between the two, comedy and rap.
Yeah, but comedy, I feel like you can eat off of that way longer just by being mediocre. Yeah. Like, you can't be mediocre and rap and make it, you know what I'm saying? A mediocre comic can get, like, gigs around his town, around his, like, his hot area. He can get constant gigs, like, oh, yeah, people going to pay him to do this. And some comics be getting paid a lot, and I don't feel they, like, that funny. A mediocre rapper, like, who can I say that's not funny, like, but I feel they be getting a lot of money. That got clubs. I seen, like, let's say, like, John Lovitz. He got, like, a few clubs in around L.A. and everything like that. And I wouldn't even think he was, like, funny as hell, like, people would pay to come see him. You know?
Man.
You know, John Lovitz, that's that dude from High School High.
He's like the Waka Flocka, or what?
Yeah, I guess Waka Flocka.
You do got those dudes that don't be really that good, but people like you because of something. And it's so cold because it's something other than your talent.
Yeah.
So I think that would kind of hurt me a little bit. Like, say I got big, but not because of what I was trying to do, just because, like some default shit.
Yeah.
I didn't sign up for this. It was for my comedy.
Yeah.
I guess, you know.
But that'd be crazy, though. I mean, I would take it how I get it, you know what I'm saying? But you can't take it too serious. Like, this hurt the people, this how I got mine, this how I'm going to get mine, you feel me? But, you know, I guess you just take it how you get it, you know? Yeah, but, hey, Jay, you still there? I think we lost Jay for a minute, but we still good. But what you think about that, MK?
Man, I feel like, you know, I'm getting at the age, like, I'm going to come out with this album and this mixtape. I'll be 30 in June. I'm just going to pack it up and just get with the real deal, just handle my business. But I'm still going to double dab in it. On the real shit, if I ain't make it, I'm just going to support everybody that's in it, like my cousin Trash. I still think he's still young in the game, 24. Man, you still young in the game. You got a couple of years to go.
Yeah.
You know, and I know y'all can do it. I know y'all got, I hear y'all every day, growth. People tell me they love the show. They hear in. And, you know, I'm just trying to help y'all niggas to take y'all there, motivate y'all. Y'all don't hear it a lot. I feel people ain't congratulating y'all and letting y'all know y'all doing a good job. So I'm here to support y'all, let y'all niggas know, keep on doing what you gotta do.
Yeah, most definitely, man. We definitely appreciate that, bro, man. Definitely appreciate the love, man. But I do feel that, like, with a certain age, you do gotta make a choice, like, if you're gonna continue this, because what this, like, if that's what you feel, because I never want to discourage nobody, if that's what you feel,
mm-hmm.
you want to do in your life, and you feel that makes you happy, and you still handling all your other responsibilities, by any means, just go ahead and do that, you feel me? But if it's, like, taken away from your responsibilities, like, at your home, and your relationship, and things like that, and you still not getting nothing from it, I mean, it's going to have to, you're going to have to find another career choice. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like you can still be in the hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, around hip-hop, and be older. You feel me? Look at Russell Simmons, you know? His whole life has been around hip-hop, you know? And he's, like, what, like, pushing, like, 60 or something like that?
Yeah.
You know, so he's still doing his thing. He's still grinding. He's still out there making money from rap, but he just makes it a different way. You know, he ain't out there in the spotlight. He ain't out there in the out there just like doing dumb. He ain't out there on stage or nothing like that, sweating out, popping bottles with you know what I'm saying, little young models and all that. He's just on the low, getting his money.
That's a good point right there that you're making, because I remember back when I started out and I was trying to figure out what I really wanted to do, you know, when I actually figured I wanted to do stand-up, I just figured, okay, stand-up comedy, that's it, that's all, that's the only thing I'm going to do, and that's the only way I'm going to make it. But then you got, you know, you got to kind of look at it, there's like branches, you know what I mean? You can collab. You could make, you know, anything that has to do with comedy, like cartoon form. You could do it in, I don't know, just straight audio form, straight whatever. You know what I mean? So,
it's like you got to pick your branch or your lane of what you want to go into.
Yeah, just dabble in any, you know, any and all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I never ever thought I'd be doing music parodies. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But I still remember watching Weird Al Yankovic way back in the day, you know, when he was spoofing Michael Jackson Beat It, and he did Eat It, and, you know, that people, I mean, he actually has an album out, you know what I mean? He had that album that came out, and people actually bought it like it was an actual, like a straight rap album, but except it was just straight comedy.
You don't know, Weird Al, he got Grammys, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and even you remember Coolio Got Mad?
Oh, yeah, that was comedy, though, and you can't hate on that, man.
That's one thing that you will get in common. People don't like when you know, a lot of people don't like when you, it's not really talk about them. It's more of just, you know, parody. It's just a parody, you know.
But
and
then
we got a lot of sensitive
musicians
people.
Musicians are too serious sometimes. Like,
they
are real serious. Like, I've been like, I used to do a little engineering recording people and everything like that. And it's like, you crack one little joke about how they say something, they'd be like, get real touchy. You'd be like, damn, man, I don't even want, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It's like,
you need to pronounce that right. Oh, well, that's just the way I talk. I got an accent.
Yeah, like you said, you can't criticize them.
Yeah, you know.
Like, man, you from Orange County, bro. Like, you know.
Yeah, man, you supposed to be pronouncing everything right anyway. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So just be like, you know, they, like, so artists, like, musicians I know for sure, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying all of them, but, a lot of them are real sensitive about, you know, they don't like critiqueness, you know what I'm saying? They don't like when, they only like to hear good things about the music. They only point out
the
good.
You're right.
You
know,
yeah.
And they don't want to. People are afraid.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but people are afraid to be honest with the artist. Like, if it's some trash, it's some trash. If somebody.
Oh, yeah.
And if something went wrong in a certain part, and somebody be honest, like, yeah, right. Man, fuck you. You just hate. Like, my cousin, he tells me if something, he said it's trash. Like, everybody's not going to love your music. So, if that person is, like, being honest with you, are you asking your opinion? He said, oh, I like it. You can see in their face, or you can hear certain things they don't do, like, they don't like it. And they say, oh, it's jamming. Like, be real with me. What do you think I should improve on it? Because if you're not letting me know, how can I perfect my craft? You gotta let me know. I'm asking you for a reason.
Exactly.
Don't say, oh, it's cool, and you don't like it, or you feel like it could have been better. Just be honest, honest with that person, because they're asking you. Don't think you're afraid that if you be honest, they're not gonna be your friend, or they're not gonna fuck with you. If they don't fuck with you, they can't understand real. Then if they ain't real, then they fake. Hey, you ready for the 16 freestyle? I got a young nigga over here. Man, this nigga hot. I was telling him later on we're going to put him on and do a 16 later on.
Okay. He ready?
He's not right now. He just popped in for a second. He was in a room back home writing some lyrics and shit. But,
Okay, man. Tell him we ready when he ready. You feel me?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, most definitely.
I definitely let him know, but...
You know what I'm saying? We're gonna come back in a minute. Let's get into it. Let's play a couple songs right quick, and I'm going to get right back to you, MK. All
right.
All right, man. Y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on Bang Out Radio. All
right. Oh, you listening on your
job? Try to put my homie crying on the motherfucking leash. Dog, I'm getting tired of the motherfucking street. My mind's under stress. I'm feeling nonetheless. The hope that I'm really not feeling my pain. Little bitch, he's calling. Tired of college. Tell me what you really want, my money. Now he does keep tripping.
nigga or refrain. You know I'm a motherfucking baller, man. When I come through the club, all the ladies start cheering. Cause I got the stacks and I throw them at the ceiling. Watch them rain down on you, that's a good feeling. Bad bitch whisper in my ear, she wanna come with me. I ain't gonna take you home, but you can give me some little whiskey in the parking lot while we smoking out and sipping Remy. Want a friend to come, only if she with the business. Wanna chill with a baller, if she wanna eyewitness. That's how it is when you talking numbers, counting digits. Take a bitch about my car, so I can know the game. A dozen dozen, so it don't really matter, cause I give a bitch nothing, but it's all chitter chatter, cause I stay on the block, bitch, stay ten toes, while I get these bitches coming out, they leaves and clothes, cause I really got them where I want them, and if they keep coming, then I'm gonna get the gunning,
I'm up right now, and I don't see myself falling, these Bulgari frames got a nigga looking flawless, damn, I'm bossing, I don't mean flossing, but I shine like a brand new penny, get off me. Nigga bird ain't no taking it from me. Grandpappy told me it's your way up, son. If you didn't like his own package, then police get you running.
Keep calling, 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 saying that they love me when they really want my money.
Really come here to do.
Hey, welcome back to Grind Network on Bang Out Radio.
Window, North Star searching, cooler than the shade, no trees, no curtains, rolling through the day, no Will, no Irvin, and I eat beats, no sides, no bourbon. Okay, I'm feeling so marvelous, looking for a girl that's a dime, like the best assist, cause she got to be very rare. Cause I'm the best known to air. I gotta be the sickest, cause I kill competition and I throw up on the witness. And if you don't see me, then I'm spitting for your vision. If you tryna black me out, then I'm breaking through your tinted windows. So cold zero, ask her and her friends. Oh yeah, he know. Hello brighter days, cause now they see and I'm on. They used to say that I'm off, but now they see that they wrong.
Hello sunshine, hello moonlight, hello sunshine, hello moonlight, hello sunshine, hello moonlight, hello sunshine, hello moonlight.
Yeah, and this right here for you, girl. Everything I'm doing it for you, girl. Walking with the winners, ain't no way that we can lose, girl. When I see the goofies, I'm just telling them to move, girl. Cause I'm your rocket, baby, you my launcher. Girl, you the code to my locker. Hello, moonlight, my night's looking brighter. It's time to get loose, but my skills getting tighter. I'm an artist and a writer. I pull all-nighters when I turn into a writer. I beat any beat when I turn into a fighter. If he say he work harder, then that boy's a liar. But you know, women lie, men lie. Trust nobody, cause family lie, friend lie. But I'm not a human, I'm a piece of artwork. I'ma bring it to the light, cause nothing in the dark works.
Hello sunshine, hello moonlight, hello sunshine, hello moonlight, hello sunshine, hello moonlight, hello sunshine, hello moonlight, yeah, deep down. Too cool. I tell them hello sunshine, hello moonlight.
No matter what the time of the day is, I'm still shining.
Hello sunshine,
sunshine or moonlight.
Hello moonlight.
So when you're feeling dark, just yell it out. Like a
hello sunshine, hello moonlight, hello sunshine, hello moonlight.
Moonlight. I like that shit right there.
Sunshine, moonlight, by the boys D Styles. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the boys. They out there doing their thing, man. Man, technical difficulties all over the place, man.
Oh,
but it's all good, though, man. We still out here. We still grinding. Y'all can't kill us. We still here. You feel me? Man, it's this computer, man, that I'm doing it off of, man. It's like freezing up a little bit every time I try to press something. You feel me?
You know what you got to do? You got to hold it and caress it and hug it.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You know, show it some love, you know, yeah. Show it some real affection.
Yeah, machines got feelings too. They need love too, you know? So,
you know,
you're
you
out
know.
There, your electric device ain't working, just give it a little love, you know? Give it a little hug or something, you know?
Okay, that's what I do with mine. I give it a little kiss, a little pat on the back, you know? Rub it a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It sound like you doing a little bit mo, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you already know.
Yeah, you got a little sex bots over there and shit.
Sex bot.
Right, sex bot. Man. So, man, Jay, anybody else you want to put on blast? It's a lot, man.
You know what? Ah, man, I wish I had the audio. I just remembered that. I should have took that audio down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might have to get that audio. Yeah, no, that was pretty much it. It was just, it just kind of bothered me, man, you know what I mean? Just to hear them, yelling, and I don't know. It didn't spark any kind of fear in me. I know that. And then when you hear Fab's interview, he's just like laughing at him, kind of made him look even worse.
Yeah. Like, man, ain't nothing. Even 50 had to deny, like, I don't think nothing, like, really went down. But it was a lot of, like, talking, you feel me?
Yeah.
But I think, I mean, people do say certain things to boost up their ego and things of that nature and all that. So, I don't know. It like I say, it is what it is. You can't really, you know what I'm saying, knock that. I guess he needed to sell a couple records. He got a single coming out or something. So,
something. You gotta be. Movie, something.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, a new show. That's what it is. Probably a new show.
Yeah, Love of Ray J Part, was it 5 now or something like that?
Yeah, I didn't really watch. I like Danger, though, that crazy chick. I was feeling her.
Danger. She smashed the homie. That's crazy.
Yeah, something about her that I liked. I don't know if it was the tattoos. I actually had her on my Facebook, too.
You like them crazy females, huh?
I was stalking her. Yeah, somewhat. I'm attracted to them. I don't know.
Yeah. Callers that were just on there, I'm sorry. Well, I guess they're not on it. Can't hear me right now. But, damn, these calls is dropping, man. But we still out there for your listeners and all that. Just call right back. We got you. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get you back up in there in a minute. So, my bad about all that. You know, I ain't over here not answering your calls deliberately. You know, so it is. I am here. Man. But there's a lot going on this week too, man. A lot of things happening and all that. We got the extended shows coming up, you know. So that's always a good look. So Topaz, she got the extended shows on Thursday. You know, a little midnight show for all y'all people that are y'all nocturnal people and all that. Y'all got that popping and all that. You know, Grind Network, we got our show on Tuesday. We taking over Tuesdays from 4 to 6, same time, you know, PM, hit us up and all that, you know. Come through, holla at us, you know. Same great show Monday, we just doing it on Tuesday now, you feel me?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Monday,
yeah,
and we grinding twice as hard, you know. But, yeah, a lot of big, you know what I'm saying, a lot of differences to the show, to Bang Out Radio and everything like that. We bring in some newness and everything. So, but yeah,
some newness.
Some newness. You feel me? That new. So we got the extended show. So y'all keep a lock for there and everything like that. And we're gonna be having some flyers hit the streets and all that. We got some giveaways. We got the Halloween bash coming up over there at Mazika.
Oh snap!
Oh y'all, so y'all get ready to win some tickets on that, man. Cause we got some tickets coming. We probably gonna try to have those by next week. Definitely gonna have those by next week.
Yeah, so you definitely got to listen in.
Yeah, listen in. We're going to be having all types of crazy games and all that. So, man, y'all don't know what y'all got in store right now. So, y'all keep a lookout for all that, man. It's Bang Out Radio. We do it for the artists, you know what I'm saying? We do it because we love to help people come up in the world and everything like that. So, y'all, you know, it's a good look.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
So keep that shit live. Yeah, y'all definitely want to get those tickets. Yo, do we know how many we giving out at all?
Not yet. We gotta talk to the people and all that. Probably, you know what I'm saying, a few pairs, you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
You know, you take your little female, whatever, you know what I'm saying. Take it to the Halloween party, get dressed up and all that. That's gonna be crazy. What you gonna be doing for Halloween, man?
Halloween. Well, let's see. Damn. I'm probably... Oh, you know what I always wanted to do? I always wanted to go bag snatching. I think I'm going to do that.
You're trying to strong-arm children for candy.
So you, yeah, exactly. Y'all better be aware. Look, they going to have pistols in their bags.
Yeah. That's a disaster right now. But you don't know some of these kids out here, man. They harder than some of these adults out here.
I ain't even surprised. I'm already knowing.
They packing pistols, you know, like they say. You packing pistols, little blades and all that, and they'll jump you. Call all their homies, you know?
Man.
That's
great. Give me the goddamn. Yo, you know, it was so, man, I remember back in the day, it was super good. I had to use the old-fashioned pillowcase to hold my candy while all my friends had, like, jack-o'-lanterns.
But I didn't like that stuff anyways. I wanted a pillowcase because you could put more candy in.
You could put more in, but it's just like, man, I got a straight, like, white pillow, just a regular white pillowcase.
Yeah.
At least this dude got, like, a Batman pillowcase or something. He got a character or somebody on that.
I had the one with the flowers on it and all that.
Oh, damn.
You know what I'm saying? We didn't have no, like, straight blank pillowcases at our house. Everything was all...
I still had the,
you know what I'm saying?
Huh? Mine still had the drool stains on it.
Oh, man, you took the pillowcase right off the bed.
Exactly, man.
No, you got to get. You took the pillowcase with the pillow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody gave you a pillow for trick-or-treating?
Man. You know? Like trick or treat, they're like, oh, I'm so, yeah, they used to feel bad. Like, oh, you go to the little rich neighborhoods, like, oh, they couldn't afford to give you like a little a pot or something, a jack o' lantern pot for the candy and then.
The worst
like,
is like you going out there with a plastic bag though.
Oh yeah, no, I've done that too. Yeah,
going
yeah.
Going out there with like a little Marlotta.
Got a
bag.
Hole in it.
Hell yeah, you got a.
Hey, you know what's so cold? You get a hole in the damn bag, and your friends don't even tell you that the candy's spilling out, and they just be picking it up as fuck. Like, well, I got a walking friend. Don't worry about it. We got
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? We got your back. We holding you down, man. Just in case somebody try to rob you.
Yeah.
They plotting on you from the jump. That's a crazy thing. Yo, MKD, man. I see you on there trying to get on, bro. Like I said, we have a little technical difficulties. This is a new computer we doing the show off of and everything like that. So it is acting a little suckish right now. So, you know what I'm saying? Visible haters out there, man. They're everywhere. But y'all, you know, we got you, bro. But yeah, Halloween's gonna be a good one. You know what I'm saying? All y'all kids out there, make sure y'all get Halloween appropriate costumes for kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If it's like I seen in I forgot what paper I was looking at. They had like a little Swiss made outfit for a kid, like for the youth. I was like, wow, do you really expect a little girl to be walking around with, like, some stockings and stuff like that? Like, no.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? My daughter ain't of the age and everything. She, like, wanted some change. But when she get to the age, like, nah, you ain't about to be no pussycat doll and shit like that, you know?
With a tail, trying to swing the tail and shit.
Yeah.
I'll choke you out with that damn tail.
You know, but, yeah, that would be crazy, you know?
I'm going to dress up as a white dude.
Yeah. MK, he said I'm going to dress up as a white dude.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. That would be a real social experiment right now. If you can get the paint, you know what I'm saying, make yourself a white dude.
Yeah.
Like, do everything you do.
I'm going to perm my hair.
You know what I'm saying?
Perm it straight as hell.
Oh, and everything. Go 1 week as a black dude. Well, you already know about going as a black dude. But then,
yeah.
One week as a white dude.
Let's
see the difference.
Jimmy.
No, it might not be no type of difference, though, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? That nowadays, it's not even about race. It's about brokenness.
Man.
I just see white people mad at Republicans, you know?
Man, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, so, like, so now it's sometimes it ain't even about race. It's about what you can do for me. You know?
Yeah. True.
Because it's so grimy out here nowadays.
Yeah, you know how you got those white homies, they normally pay for everything, all the liquor and stuff, and nowadays they asking us if you got it. Yeah, you got it, bro? Like, nah, dude. I'm so used to you buying everything, man.
It's like, man. Like, for real, you be like, man, you didn't have this? You should have told me that before we
Man, for out. Real. I just assumed.
You know what I'm saying? Before I start ordering everything, man.
Now we got to run.
Black folks, man, we can't be like that.
Man, for real.
Can't be like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't you hate that? Like
my white homie got it on trip.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And it would be so bad sometimes, it'd be, hold on. Yeah, we'd be so bad sometimes, we'd be like, somebody buy something for us, if we knew they was going to give us some more, we want to go back and get something else, like, come on, we just can't be happy with what we got. We still got to go get some O's, especially if somebody else paying for it. You know, if it's on somebody else bill, we definitely in there. Getting them twos.
You already know.
Yeah.
They know.
They know. Don't offer nothing no black folks, especially no some hungry black folks.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
We will eat.
Yeah, because we is going to eat. Ain't nothing wrong with eating. We all got to get a little go to the buffet sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We all got to go to the buffet sometimes, man. Just get grown man on them. You know what I'm saying? Stack your plate up.
Stack him up.
Man. But hey, Jay, what new parodies you got in the work, man?
Parodies.
You got any topics with Jay and all that, too, for parodies or any song ideas?
Yeah.
Man, don't be afraid to submit spin too, you know what I'm
saying? Yeah, definitely. I'll do them, man. Right now, I got a. I'm finishing up that little Debbie Snacks. I should have that to you by. Well, I'm hoping. I might be able to finish it today. If not, we'll probably have it played by Monday, next Monday, or Tuesday. I got this other track called Supercharged Niggas. This one's not really a parody. It's just a song about, you know, extra'd out niggas. Kind of like Ray J. I'll probably have a little Ray J in there in the song. But basically, you know how dudes just be like bragging and shit, and you know, got the biggest mouth out of everybody talking about what they got and what girl they smack. And like, nobody really cares, homie. You know, and then they just act shit out about it. We call them supercharged niggas. So I got that one in the works right now.
Supercharged niggas, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, this one is just actually off that instrumental, that lap dance instrumental. So we're going to see how that comes out.
Yeah.
I know I got a few. I can't even think of them right off the top right now. But, man, I got a few little things. And then also, so a little bit of good news. You know, you can actually make money with YouTube if you post like videos on YouTube, and then certain people start seeing them, and it gets a little bit of recognition and stuff like that. They'll actually hit you up for a partnership and say they want to put ads next to your video. They'll actually pay you for that. So yesterday they hit me up. This video I made, that Ray J video, I made like a little video off of that audio from the radio from him in the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
They hit me up saying that I guess they liked the video or whatever, and they want to see if I can get approved to actually make money posting videos. So that's one person. That's like who's one of the people that like that dude Soulja Boy. Okay, like he gets paid just to post random videos. You know what I mean? Just to post them, because people go it makes them go to YouTube, makes them click on all kind of stuff, and you get paid. Same concept. So hopefully we can get this to go through. You know,
that's what's up, though.
Right? Extra dough right there, you know.
You're going to be popping bottles,
man,
on YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube paying the bill. That's when we really going to go stupid. YouTube pay the bill. I get by the bar.
Yeah, for real. You already know. So hopefully that should go through. Oh, and also I think it was a week before last, it was Tuesday, I had a improv. It was an open workshop improv, and pretty much we performed in front of an audience or whatever. Got some pretty good laughs. So, you know, it's just working, man. Just work.
Man, got to, man. Yeah. Let's hit these phone lines. Let's see who we got online right now. Caller 4659, you on the grind.
What's good, Supreme? This is K-Wise.
K-Wise,
one
what's
and
good,
only.
Bro?
Chilling.
That's what
just
it is, man.
Listening to the show.
Oh, got man, appreciate the love, man.
Yeah.
I also got Miss Boss Lady on the line, too. I don't know if she picked up again yet, but Miss Topaz also online, too.
Topaz!
Yo.
What's good with you? What's over there? Chilling? Y'all just posted?
Oh, yeah, it just posted.
Oh, man.
She probably put the phone down real quick, but, yeah, we just chilling.
Oh, man, that's what it is, man. I know you had a good time last night, man.
Oh, yeah, I had a great time last night. You know, watching Miss Topaz getting hammered last night on the stage.
It was going in last night, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
It was real cool, so.
Yeah, man, it's always a good look up there and everything. And the video shoot was super popping and everything like that. Man.
Yeah.
Did you get out there freestyle, too, on camera? Because I seen everybody was out there freestyle. Was you out there, too, in the cypher?
Oh, no, I wasn't even in the cypher. If I would have saw that, I wouldn't have been in the camera. But I just took, like, some pictures and did one song on stage. And, you know, that was it. I was chilling the rest of the night. But I would have been in that cypher.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was a lot of people out there, a lot of independent artists and everything. I love to see everybody was out there networking, you feel me? You know, it's always a beautiful thing when we all get together and do the right thing. No hateration in the building and all that, you feel me?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Man. That's what it is, man. So, man, when we gonna drop that? I think you did drop that new exclusive, man. I think we're gonna have to play that in a minute, man, on everything. So, what's good with with some new music besides that, man? Is it when the LP coming?
The LP is coming. Actually, like for myself, it's gonna be an EP. Grumman Swag gonna be an EP. But I got Quiet Storm's album coming.
Hey, can I ask a difference? Like, I always wanted to know the difference. Hey, that's Topaz.
Hello.
Oh yeah,
Topaz.
That's Topaz.
What's good?
Hi, hi, thank y'all with you. Whoop.
What up, Topaz?
What's good with you?
Yeah.
I was good.
Behind the scenes of the video shoot, they've been tagging them on my wall. They've been putting them on the wall, the video people that I'm we got the video people on Bang Out Radio, you know what I'm saying, on the team. So you guys can go on my wall and check out all the pictures and stuff. Big shout out to Vince and Veronica and Business. You dig?
Yeah, man. They's doing their thing out there. They had it was a grip of good pictures from there. And they that's the same folks that's doing the Halloween party. You know, saying them tickets will be coming and everything like that. But yeah, they got a Halloween party popping and all that for the indie artists.
Yeah.
Man, so it's a
yeah, we're gonna be getting it in.
Since Friday. You was going 100 miles per hour.
Hmm.
Yes, and I'm still gonna keep going 100 miles per hour. Y'all already know Born Hammer gonna be going viral, baby. It's going down. And we got the remix coming soon, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. Yo, let me get on that, Topaz.
The whole little boss swag, you dig? Everybody gonna have their own swag on this. You feel me? All the bosses gonna be on this track, you dig? So look out.
Who gonna be on the remix?
Dang, it's gonna be, of course, me. We got K-Wise, we got Candy Apple, we got Menace. He was actually at the video too. We got OB Too Sick, and then we got Cali Sippy, and then we got Rebe. You dig?
Oh man, that's gonna be alive. That's gonna be like a 15-minute track right there, and there,
it's gonna be like 5 minutes or so, like a DJ Cali. You know what I'm saying? We got all the different swag, all the different styles. You know.
Y'all should
like
have that beat.
No hooks.
Everybody go in and just rip it like, you know what I'm saying? It's a Ripaholic, you know what I'm saying? The Ripaholic session.
And we also going to be doing a video for that, too. I'm going to have my tube belt on with all my hammers going all up in it. You feel me?
We don't know. We should give you a hammer around, people, man. You're going to be cracking skulls or somebody. Be like, what you say?
I'm
a star, man. You better have your R hat on around the fans. Yeah, she got that hammer. You feel me?
You know?
My thing is, it's going to be a good year, 2012, for Bang Out Radio. I mean, SelfX. I mean, of course, everybody that's on the team. You feel me? Like they say, when bad things fall, guess what? Good thing arise, you dig? So that's what's happening right now. We got a lot of good people, you know what I'm saying, coming onto the team. Like I said, like Vince, my photography team, my video team. You already know Fetty Grinding with the Pickies, we're going to put together with that. We need to get in touch with him on that. And K-Wise, you feel me, going to be doing his Street Hot, you feel me, video, his documentary by the same people. So we in there, like swimwear, baby.
We ain't going nowhere. Bang Out Radio, this is what we do, man.
Everybody, the magazine, we'll be dropping. I have to put a little finish and touches on the K-Wise, of course. You know what I'm saying? Fresh Flavor magazine, too. And then we got the Bang Out Radio in there. Of course, we got different artists from different states. So everybody look out for that. Got a couple more sponsors, at J Cell. Everything that I'm doing. We got the tour that I'm putting together late summer. You know, we're going to have artists like KY, you know what I'm saying, SelfX, me, County Boys, of course, the Bang Out Radio crew that wants to get involved. You already know they're going to be on the bus, you dig?
Hello? Topaz, you still there? Oh, they gone. They dropped Topaz. Hey, but yeah, y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on Bang Out Radio. We're about to get in some more hot independent artists. So y'all keep it locked.
That's mixtape, bitch.
I'm not nasty, I'm just with it. Yup, I get a pop of ass, that's a sentence. That ass sounds hard like a Texas mystic. Spitting out fire, now your bitch is plastic. Pussy worked out, yeah, nigga celibate. Hit the pussy with the pipe, bop with the smoke on me. Yeah, burnish, ass this.
Ages, ages, you nasty.
Pull a car, your nigga gotta wait on me. Money coming, but the rats keep taking seats. Ha, yeah, bitch, I got spotlight. And I'm moving real fast. Enough said, rabbit. Now you lost, huh, madness. Now he looking like he wanna come mail me. With a tampon, you couldn't stop me. Yeah, nigga, aspirin. Your bitch got sick, casket. Mula coming fast, but a bitch can't catch it. Hype your nose, burning like lava, yeah, snot, bitch. Yeah,
tell it gone, get us rough shit.
Cracking like shells, yeah, orchids, bitch.
Every day it's the same shit.
Hellin' enough and ain't enough. Bruh, I'm a fucking savage. Bruh, I'm a fucking savage. Bruh, I'm a fucking savage. I'm a fucking savage. I'm a fucking savage. Bruh, I'm a fucking savage. Bruh, I'm a fucking savage. Bruh, I'm a fucking
hey,
savage.
Fuck it, hey, fuck it, hey, hey. Boy, you better get off the beat. I'm finna mess the shit down too legit to quit. I spit and make the whole fucking beat melt down. Hot some wax, following this bitch hot now.
Well,
I'm in this bitch like swimwear. No bitch come once a month. Welfare, bitch, sick dick ass nigga. Healthcare, dressed like a white boy, skinny jeans.
Delaware,
get lucky. My bitch like LaToya, lucky. Bad bitch sing to me, so I have to fuck it.
Slut.
Eat the pussy, fuck her friend, make her suck my dick dirty. Ass niggas get scrambled like omelets. But your verse is winning. Put the burner out, niggas smashed out and sprinting. Pass it like a fucking magic, then I bust like a blockbuster. Nigga, did you expect to buy a little homie? Got some choppers.
Yeah. You know I just bet on my life.
Right, what? I'm a fucking savage.
Hey.
What? I'm a fucking savage.
Hey.
What? I'm a fucking savage. Hype on the track, so we fucking savage.
Yeah.
What?
You think
I'm a fucking savage.
Yeah.
What?
I'm going in.
Get up.
I'm so hot that it burned the roof off. Got a little button that'll turn the coupe off.
Yeah.
These dudes lame, I don't mean to go off, but some of these niggas really need to go off. Yeah, fresh death, boy Cock. Champion, boy Rock. Niggas need to wake up.
Wake up.
Do you like lunch? Get you ate
get
up.
Get you ate up.
Young city to the death of me.
Death of
don't
me.
Stand in the front, get next to
get
me.
Get next to me.
I just had an epiphany.
Yeah.
A lot of lame niggas can't fuck with me. Boost mobile to the iPhone. I get your bitch wet. Cyclone. Niggas talking about bankrupt. You lying to your fans, take up. And you kick game old, lace up. Have them point to the sky, face up. Yeah. Young city, what's up?
What's up?
Ruh, ruh, like a fucking sack.
Hey man, what you doing, man? What you doing, man? Hey, you know, I got this time. I need the computer right now, man.
What's up?
Yeah, it's about to be 6 o'clock, man. Grind Network about to be on, man.
What?
Grind Network on bangoutradio.com. You ain't heard about it?
What's up?
Damn, son. You really tripping right
now. Yeah, I will get out of
work. Roll up something right quick, man. Roll up something nice, man. Buy that drink out the fridge for you, boy, man. We about to get
it.
Yeah, man, they play the hottest and independent artists, man. Hip hop, R&B, man, whatever, man. They get in.
They do all that.
Hey, welcome back to Grind Network on bangoutradio.com. Yeah, we lost K-Wise and Topaz. The call dropped and everything like that. MK, you still on the line? MKD, you over here dialing.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, we got you, bro. Yeah, man, this got to be like, I must got so many yellow flags on this play. This got to be our most technical difficulty show to date right now, man, because it's like crazy, man. Yeah, it's a world record right now. So many flags have been thrown on this show right here. Man, it's like. But we gon', you know, that's what we do. We roll with the punches, you know, bang out radio. We keep it going. That's
keep
what we
can't stop.
You feel me? Can't stop, won't stop. You know what I'm saying? We doing it, you feel me? So, man,
y'all be
nothing.
Going hammer on here, for real.
Going hammer on your house. That's what we gotta do. On everything, man. I should have gotten on that hook, man. Like, what's up, going hammer? I'm feeling you. I swear, last night I left. I was tired as hell. I ain't even going to lie. But that was just, it was just in my head, going hammer on you, guys. Going hammer on you. I was like, damn, man.
Hey, for real, that could be a nigga song, too, though, bro. Like, we could talk about we using our hammer on these hoes.
On it?
Yeah.
You know, all like day, that. Every day, using our hammer on these hoes. Knocking it out knows. Every day.
Yeah.
Every time we lay them down, they going, they ain't no sound. They sound asleep, unless they snoring.
Yeah. You know what I mean? They got be the handyman on it. You feel me?
Yep.
Yeah, I was like, man, she made that one that just got stuck in my head, man. And I'm feeling that one right now. You feel me?
Yep.
Yeah, but it's all good. You know?
Oh, you know what other song I'm feeling, though? Like, I'm hearing that shit be going in my head. That Marley Beat song, Touch.
Oh, like, man, that's fire right there.
That song be going, too.
Yeah.
I'll be like, damn, I wish I had a female right next to me so I could just touch her.
Yeah,
all kinds of
places.
That
make you want to go grab a slit right there. You know what I'm saying? Make you want to get real romantic. You know what I'm saying? Or nasty, however you want to feel about it. You feel me? However your emotion is at that time. You do what you do. Yeah, because it ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's for Bang Out Radio Sport. Make your voice heard. And you feeling good about the artist that we playing right now, you know, give us a call. You know, hit us with an email. You can call us up if y'all ain't know the number by now, 661-621-7559. Or you can hit us up at Steady Grinder or James Payton. Or send us comments, music, or anything you want to. Accept any viruses and everything like that. Because, you know, some people are scandalous, you know what I'm saying? They'll just send you something knowing it's going to mess up your computer. It then ate up your whole...
You already know.
Ate up your whole...
Yo, I don't understand how they... You know what I mean? How the hell do you do that?
Yeah, man.
I'm going to find somebody to teach me because I'll be wanting to do that to people myself. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Be like, are you going to try to play with me? You take this little email right here.
Yeah.
Your whole computer.
Take that.
That's crazy, though, man. Like... You gotta really have a lot of time on your hands to be thinking of ways to mess up people's computers.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, and it's just like all straight like I guess like little programs or something like that. I don't know. I'm gonna figure it out though. I know that.
Yeah, because I mean, who would you do that to? Who would get you that mad that you just gotta be like, damn, I'm gonna send you a little, a little viral terrorist.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm just I don't know. See me, I'm
see
the type
your,
of dude.
Internet STD.
Yeah, on everything.
Yeah, for real. Yo, your computer got 6 months to live.
On everything, man. Yeah, but there's some little viral terrorists, you know what I'm saying? Somebody was hating on us on our viral terrorist tip, you know. But it's all good, though. We still going. Bang Out Radio still in full effect, you know. Can't stop, won't stop, you know. But, yeah, they out there. Watch out for them viral terrorists, you know. Because they'll get you at any time. The hate is alive with them, you know. And you'll never know who it is. You be thinking they, you know what I'm saying, crazy motherfucker. And they just be like, boom, they hit you with some craziness. So I guess that does describe them and all that.
Yeah.
You said y'all was at the video show. Topaz. I was looking at pictures and stuff. They,
talking
you
about
said it was just Topaz Lachey. I was. She got a couple of videos on there. Not videos, but pictures on there. I'm checking them out right now.
Oh yeah, there's some pictures on there. It was a real good look,
like
man.
She had a good setup. Yeah, it looked like she had a good setup going on out there.
Yeah, man, it was straight, man. Like I said, I got out there a little late, man. I went hammer the night before, and you know what I'm saying? I got hammered the night before I got hit with that hammer, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
Uh-huh.
I was out the window on them early, and I was like, it's all good, though. I'm still a G. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm just playing, man. But yeah, man, I went hammer on him, you feel me? But I got there, you know what I'm saying? I was a little late, but I was still there, you know what I'm saying? Still.
Come on, bro, you gotta do better than that. We're trying to get y'all niggas out there, you know? On the road, so you gotta get your name heard out there. You can't be late, man.
I think that's my Achilles heel right there. I ain't even gonna lie, man. My lateness. Jay will tell you this. I'm not.
I don't. That's why I ain't even saying nothing. Cause I, you know what I'm saying. I don't even say that.
Yeah, he let you know. He hit me up. Hey, we gonna go yet or not? I'd be like, man, I got.
Yeah, hey, I was just thinking about that the other day. He don't see what's beyond CP time. What's beyond color people time? Cause I don't know.
You have to tell niggas real early just to get them on time. You have to wake them up real early, like. Like, my brother and them, I'd be like, it's time to go to work. Come on. It take them 3 hours
to just start lying.
Boys type of niggas.
On everything. That's why we can't do the. That's why we can't have a morning show. Cause I tell you, I went.
Oh,
up,
no.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, no, I'm trying to catch the Saturday show, and I was like, damn, I'm too late.
Yeah, same here. Yeah. I'm trying to get up, but you know.
That's crazy though, man. It's just like you. We just never on time like that, man. I don't know what it is. I don't know if I'm just made like that or if that's just me. But sometimes I be trying. Sometimes I really be trying. And then it just like time waits for no man. It just be the one thing that stops you, and it just takes. It seems like the smallest thing always takes about 16 minutes to do. You know what I'm saying?
I know, bro. excuses, bro.
Oh, there it is. Hey, man.
All right, bro.
Dog, good dog, man. I'm just pleading my case. You feel me? If y'all late, you out there. Feel me? Y'all know y'all feel me out
there. There's no reason for tardiness.
Y'all crazy, man. Y'all didn't put me on blast. I didn't ask the wrong question, man. I didn't got
my
own.
Yeah,
question.
Man.
He's like Big Bro got it. I ain't gotta say nothing. You know, I'm
already know. He knows.
He's late, man. But y'all already know what it is. It's about that time, the time we all dread, you know what I'm saying? It's about time to say that shout-out, that goodbye time. Jay, any shout-outs?
Shout-outs to the whole Bang Out fam, including you, man, and KD. Damn, man. Hold up, man. I got a straight brain fart. Oh, shout-out to the fam, kid. Yo, actually, I got a daughter on the way.
Damn, for real? You had the worst play. You said, shout out to the kids.
My sister just had a baby. I'm sorry. She just had a baby yesterday at 7 o'clock this morning. I'm an uncle again.
Oh, congratulations, uncle.
Yeah, so he was straight like a thing. He's looking straight like a thing. Like, man, out this world, man. Go on my page. Dean Melvin, D-E-A-N. Melvin, M-E-L-V-I-N, real easy, man. He 8 pounds, man. He don't even look like he just came out the womb. Like he been posted like lateness, like coming out lateness, nigga. Coming out, he supposed to come out week before. He coming out now. But that's about it. Oh, shout out to y'all, Jay, Supreme, your girl in the background, and the whole family, the whole California nation.
Oh, man. Yeah. Shout out to you, too, bro, man. Shout out to everybody that's out there, all the indie artists doing their thing, grinding, doing it. Salute y'all, man. We love y'all out there, man. Y'all keep it up. Stay cool. Keep it hot.
Yeah,